Welcome to another broadcast edition of Kingdom Mind Ministries. I am your host and teacher, Charles T. Walker. Last week, we continue from our series, The Areas of God's Power. And last week, we looked at the power of God's Word in its function. And we said to you that the foundation of the way of life really came from the Word of God. As the Lord spoke the word in Genesis chapter 1, we see that the earth was created. That lets you know that the power of God's word is not only foundational, but it has immediate actions that starts in eternity that ends up upon the earth. We also looked at that the word, when it is declared, move mountains of demons out of the way. And so we looked at that in our second part on the power of God's word. Today, I would like to talk to you about the power to restore, the power of God to reverse things. And we want to particularly look at the number 42. The number 42 in itself is the spirit of opposition. The number 42 is an opposing force that is influenced by Satan and his demonic host. It is an opposing force that will cause a believer or a non-believer or person to have struggle. And it is there to fight against you. For example, this influence of this number 42, which is the spirit of opposition, it will fight against people, or it would have other people influenced to fight against you. It will also affect your income. You could have an economic drought in a certain country or area, or you can have lack that causes you to continue to struggle to meet needs of your immediate family or for yourself. This spirit of the number 42 is also causes world persecution. You know, when we look in Genesis, when we see that the Egyptians as a world power was influenced by satanic powers against a people that will belong to God. We can look at this number 42 in opposition toward the people of God working through the Pharaoh at the time. And that Pharaoh, who was influenced by the forces of evil and Satan himself, was fighting against the saints of the Most High God. He was no different than in 13th chapter of Revelations. In the 13th chapter of Revelation, it tells us in verse 5 that the beast was giving a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months. That's where we get the definition of 42. 42 months in the 13th chapter of Revelation is really 3.5 years. And that 3.5 years was actually toward the end of the tribulation period. So if he was giving authority, this beast uttered out of his mouth words and blasphemies, and he exercised authority for 42 months, that is the power, or that is the spirit of opposition that is satanically influenced, as I was trying to tell you. And the spirit of slander as well. That's what that spirit does, and it causes a spirit of fear. Today, in my teachings, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have you look in passages of scripture with me, and I want to show you that this number 42 has influence in areas of people, income, world persecution, oppression, suppression, and the spirit of slander, as well as the spirit of fear. But I want you to understand that because the spirit of opposition comes out of the number 42, also God is evident in your struggles or opposition. Wherever Satan has had an influence, whatever he tries to do, the Spirit of God in the saints of God and gets anybody who believe in the name of Jesus Christ will be able to wield the power and have the faith to overturn those events that Satan tries to cause in your life. You will be an overcomer, just like in Revelations. It said, they overcame him, which is the influence of Satan or the spirit of opposition, by the blood of the Lamb. By the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, who has given us power now to trample over scorpions and snakes or any satanically influenced thing that comes against us, we can overcome it. Means we can overturn the events by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And he come to make war with the saints. That's where we get the number 42. Now, I bring up number 42 because I had a dream. And it was a revelation. And I was just the whole night I was just dreaming about 42. And I was saying, Lord, what are you saying? That morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up and I went to scripture. And he started revealing to me the power behind 42. 42 means opposition and test against the saints of the Most High God. And because of this opposition and test against the saints of the Most High God, God showed me that when we apply the blood of the Lamb, when we apply the power of God, it will overturn those events of those satanic oppositions. So the first place I've taken you to is the 13th chapter of Revelation. It says for 42 months, this person, this world power, this religious figure uttered proud words and blasphemies and slander against the saints of God for 42 months. Verse 7 says he was giving power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. That's the spirit of opposition, to conquer them. But he can't conquer you, because in the following verse, it says, once he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, but only those whose names was not written in the Lamb's book of life. Though Satan has influence by the number 42, to have opposition, to fight against you, to try to destroy things in your life or things that God has given you, he can fight against you, but he cannot conquer you because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. That's what Revelation 13 says to us about the spirit of opposition in the number 42. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. That means not conquer you to make you to worship them, but to conquer or confiscate some of the things that you need in this life that is a necessity to continue your maintenance of living. It could be maybe your car had been repossessed. Maybe you're behind on your mortgage payment. Maybe your health is being tampered with. Maybe there has been some influential generational curses running down your family line. Those things. He conquered those things, but he cannot conquer you because of the blood of Jesus Christ that will overturn those things. He can only conquer those peoples whose name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. So it is this test. It is the spirit of opposition that will come against you. So I want you to know that anytime you see 42, you're going to see God show up. It is God who reverses the order of things. Let's show you this. Now we've seen 42 is the spirit of opposition in Revelation chapter 13, which is influenced by the beast or influenced by Satan himself. Let's look in the 42nd chapter of the book of Job. The 42nd chapter of the book of Job. Now, the 42nd chapter in the book of Job, that is really the last chapter of Job. And that last chapter of Job shows the reversal of all of the things that befell Job. Job had lost his first wife. Job had lost his children. Job was in a state of grief. He lost his home and possessions. There's a lot of things that came against him. And in this 42nd chapter, as I also told you, the number 42 in the 13th chapter of Revelation, that this influential power, this satanic thing, came up against the saints of God to conquer them. Satan didn't, in 42nd chapter of Job, he did not conquer Job. What he conquered was some of his possessions and livelihood that he was comfortable with. You see, he could not conquer Job because Job's name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the 42nd chapter of Job shows us that there was a turnaround, that there was a reversal of those events. And the spirit of opposition that came against Job in the 42nd chapter was not necessarily his possessions. It was the people who he called his friends, his three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, and, you know, Bildad, and he had another friend, and the Zophar, you know, Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz were his three closest friends. And Satan influenced them with accusations in a time of grief. They were saying to Job, there was something that you must have done to have all of this calamity to come against you. But as we said, number 42 in this chapter was his friends that came against him. That influence of that opposition can work through people. His friends worked against him, talked about him, slandered him, accused him on every hand, saying to him that you had some hidden secret sin that God just exposing and he's dealing with you with. But Job's point turned around because he placed himself in the hand and in the spirit of God. God came to him, if we look with me and read with me in the seventh chapter. It says, after the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I'm angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. That's the spirit of slander. That's a spirit of opposition coming through false accusations, as we saw in the 42 months that this beast in the 13th chapter of Revelation was coming against the saints of God to conquer them. And sometimes that influence will try to conquer your spirit of confidence in the things of God. Well, he conquered his three friends, but he did not conquer Job, who Job spoke continually well about God in spite of the events that occurred in his life. Now, the spirit of opposition in Revelation chapter 13 that was against the saints, they overcame him. Remember, we talked earlier and we said, by the blood of the Lamb. To overturn and to see the power of restoration, you have to get yourself in the power of God to reverse those events. This is how Job did it. Job was told, because they have not spoken right of me, he told Job to do this. He said to Job, take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you. I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to what you have done. To reverse those events of the opposition that Satan worked through his three friends, Job had to pray for them, and God will hear Job's prayer and deal with his three friends. When Job did that, Regardless of the pain he experienced, he was dealing with people he never thought could do him in such a manner. Job regarded the pain, regardless of the pain and the depth of the betrayal of his longtime friend, he turned around and he prayed. You know, the Lord tells us in the New Testament, pray for them who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He says, pray for them because what's going to happen to them is going to be four times as worse as they have done to you. You pray for them that they make it through what God is going to do in dealing with them because of their unfair treatment of Job and because of the unfair treatment with you. So in the 42nd chapter, we see the power of satanic opposition and struggle and the fight against the peace and the purposes and the progresses of God through his friends. But as I tell you, each time you see that, you have to, or you will overcome that with the blood of the Lamb, with your name being written in the Lamb's book of life. What Job did, he turned around and did what the Lord said. He prayed for them. Pray for them that despitefully use you. And when Job prayed for them, he became prosperous again. Verse 10 in the 42nd chapter of Job, it says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. That's a reversal of events. He says, after Job had prayed. See, he applied the blood of the Lamb. And there was a reversal of the satanic opposition of the number 42. Now in my broadcast today, every time we look at the number 42, you're going to see opposition. But you're going to see when the blood or the Spirit of God is applied against it, not against it in a way that you're paying eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. What you do to me, I'm going to do back to you. However degree you did it to me, I'm going to do it more so to you. Like you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You took what's mine, I'm going to take what's yours. You cut me off in a traffic, I'm going to race down the street and I'm going to cut you back off. Not that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but he applied the word of God, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and it reversed the events of your life. In 13th chapter of Revelation, the events of those 42 months of this beast was given power to make war against the saints. It was the blood of the Lamb that they applied that they overcame, but they did not fall down and worship him like all the other inhabitants and peoples and cultures and language, because they weren't written in the blood of the Lamb books of life. He conquered them, but he couldn't conquer them. And so the 42nd chapter of Job, we see the return of events by applying the virtues and applying the word of God over those events. So no matter how it looks, we must take the things of God and apply it. You see, when we look at in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Jesus was talking to Peter about a situation. And he was saying to Peter had defended Jesus on one hand when Jesus was getting ready to be arrested and be tried. Peter immediately took out his knife and went and he cut off or sliced the ear of one of the soldiers that were coming to arrest Jesus. And Jesus had to have a discussion with Peter. He told him, put the sword back up, Peter. He says, because I can call 10,000 of angels at my disposal or at my side, and they will deal with the situation. He said, all that take the sword shall die by the sword. Jesus was explaining to Peter. He says, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth isn't going to solve anything. You shoot me, I'll shoot you back. You take my stuff, I'm going to take your stuff back. it's just going to keep going round and round in a cyclical fashion and never stopping. You take my drugs, I'm taking your drugs. You stand on my street corner and shoot, we're going to shoot you back. The gang world's mentality. He said all that uses a weapon, the weapon that you use, somebody else is going to take one and use it against you. So Jesus was telling him, he says, can I not call legions of angels and my Father will dispose them right at my side to help me in this situation? So Jesus was saying, what you need to do to turn around the opposition that comes against you, Peter, is to rely on the power of God, rely on the powers of heaven, rely on the heavenly powers to conquer any situation on the earth. Whatever you pray for and ask to be released in heaven, it will also be released and done right there on the earth. And that's what Jesus was trying to teach Peter, that when the spirit of the number 42 or the spirit of opposition comes against you, you always use the power of heaven to conquer it and not with the flesh, because the flesh is on a breed and is going to profit continual turf wars, continual I'm getting you back sort of thing. Let's look also, we just looked in Job chapter 42. Let's look in Psalms chapter 42. The spirit of opposition in Psalms chapter 42 was against the writer of Psalms 42. And the spirit of opposition was not people like it was in the 42nd chapter of Job, but it was the spirit of oppression and depression. It was a spirit of depression in Psalms 42 that came against this saint of God, that came against David. He was in a spirit. He had a spirit that he was oppressed. He was depressed. And it says like this in verse number 1 in Psalms 42. And we're going to see how David applied the reversal events against the spirit of opposition in the chapter 42nd chapter of Psalms. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. He's in a situation. By the way he's expressing his writing, he's saying, my soul thirsts for God. There's something that I got to get from God, or I need God to do something now. He says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When you're depressed, oppressed, suppressed, you don't feel like you're living. You feel like there's a heavy cloud of darkness over you, and it feels like a sense of gloom and doom over your life. And he said in the next verse, in that same verse, when can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? If you're constantly crying, you're in a spirit of depression if it's not grief. But this is not grief, because it didn't say he was grieving over somebody in his family that passed, like in the 42nd chapter of Job. Job was in grief because of his loss of his family members, his sons and his wife. He said, my tears have been my food day and night, meaning that I am in a heavy spirit of depression. And he was like, where is God in my oppression and depression? And they were saying to me while I was depressed, where is your God? I'm saying to you, you're oppressed and depressed, where is your God? Saint of God, you're saved, you're born again, you're depressed and oppressed. That is not of God. That's the spirit of opposition. That's the spirit of oppression that this number 42 is causing you. The spirit of that fights against you. Where is your God? It's not unbelievers that's saying, where is your God? It's the people of God saying, where is your God?
You were at church all the time. You were at Bible study all the time. You were lifting up the name of Jesus. You were encouraging everybody. And here you are, saint of God, you are oppressed. You are depressed. And he or the members were trying to tell him how to reverse the spirit of oppression, the spirit of opposition in the 42nd chapter of Psalms. Where is your God? And after they said that, verse 4 was saying, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, how I used to go with the people of God, leading the procession to the house of God. I had a position in the house of God. I was its worship leader. I was one of the leaders. You were one of the leaders. I'm prophesying to you. You were one of the leaders, leading the procession, leading people in the house of God to get the things of the Spirit for them, to carry them through the next week, the next month, the next year. Now you're looking back and remembering the place you used to be in because the spirit of oppression had came and attacked you in a great way, caused you to fail in the area, caused you to be talked about and slandered and laughed at. Now it's hard for you to lift up your head, but you're in the place of suppression now because the spirit of opposition worked all of that to come against you, to destroy you. Now I'm saying to you, and the Psalm 42 is saying to you, the only way you can reverse that is to ask, where is your God? Remember the things of God. It will bring you joy. Remembering the things of God will bring you the greatest joy, and it will lift you out of that oppression and depression. You will have shouts of joy and thanksgiving again. So 42nd chapter of Psalm was the spirit of opposition that came against David, or come against you. But it's showing you how to reverse and have the power of restoration work in your life. Job showed us that in the 42nd chapter, in his 42nd chapter, when his friends came against him in great accusations, all he had to do was pray to God, and it reversed those events of his life. The 13th chapter of Revelation, it said 42 months, the enemy, Satan, fought against the saints of God and conquered their possessions and the things concerning them. But because their names were written in the Lamb's book of life, they did not worship him or bow down to the worldly things and matter because the possessions and because they were being fought against. When you stand, you will overturn the things of God through the testimony and the blood of the Lamb that God had redeemed you. Turn to Genesis, the 42nd chapter, and we will see the spirit of opposition working in that manner. The 42nd chapter of Genesis is about an economic lack. The spirit of opposition rose against the hometown of Joseph, the brother who was sold into slavery. His father told the rest of his brothers, he learned that there was grain in Egypt. And he said to his sons, go down there and buy some grain for us so that we may live and not die. They were at a point now that their funds were no more. And the last bit of money they had, they used it to go buy grain. The important thing was about it that when they went down to Egypt, they did not know Joseph was the governor of the land, and he was the one who sold grain to all the people. It was their brother. The reason that this curse or this opposition came against Joseph's family is because of what they did. The spirit of betrayal had never left. And what I'm saying to you, to reverse the curse or the economic drought that's hanging over your life, you have to go back to the one you have betrayed. And you have to have a talk and you repent. You spill out yourself of how sorry you were, and God will turn those events around. God will set it up just like he did in the 42nd chapter here of Genesis. He set it up for them to go down and meet Joseph again. And you will not. There is a test. There are some things in our lives that we can just say sorry, but that's not enough. God was going to want you to go back and meet the person face to face and tell them how sorry you are. Before you can go to God in the New Testament, it said, before you come to the altar with your gift, go to your brother and reconcile. Get it right. The years of things that cause this grudge of resentment and separation in your lives, go first and reconcile. Then come back to the altar with your gift and I will accept it. That whole family, all of those brothers. See, it wasn't the father that did it because he didn't have to go down to Egypt. All of the brothers went down. When they finally realized that it was Joseph, they repented by their tears. How much they wanted to tell him that they were sorry, but they thought he was dead. And if he was alive, they were thinking that how much that they would not have done that. And sometimes the one you've done the biggest betrayal to are the ones that really need to hear it from your mouth. So God will set the events for you to run across that person again. And once the brothers realized it was Joseph, he had his whole family move down there to Egypt. He was prime minister. He was governor of Egypt. They applied the way of God, the word of God, the spirit of God to return to them the power of restoration in their lives. The events of devastation and economic lack was reversed. It was turned around. So when the spirit of opposition, the number 42, comes up against you, you have to use the way of God, the word of God, the power of God, the things of God to overturn those events. Again, I'm your host and teacher of Kingdom Mind Ministries, Charles T. Walker.